And
well,
he
that's
was
nice. He's like, well, I'm not a man anymore. Did you hold the door for him?
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
By the way, Friday is Gasolina Party. It's a Gasolina Party at Steelhouse. We have a couple pairs of tickets. So all you have to do is go to bigpartyshow.com. And then, enter right there in the contest. Also, we have the Big Party summer, 101 summer things to do. So definitely go check
that
out.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's funny because I posted that and everything like that. And on one sheet on, Facebook and whatever.
Yeah.
And people complaining like, you missed this, you missed that.
Oh, really?
W. I want to go. There's only so much room.
Right. You missed this. You're like, I don't know if I missed it. Intentionally omitted. How about that?
Yeah.
Maybe your event just didn't make the cut.
Maybe it didn't. So Bellevue wasn't in it. That's.
Oh, so Bellevue's giving you heat. Got it.
Yeah. Bellevue is giving me the heat right now.
You did
sorry.
Have Papillion in there, so that I can understand them having their nose out of joint. They're like, well, obviously other Sarpy County towns made it. So
I got it in there. I mean, I got what I could get it in there. Then someone actually complained, you forgot Taste of Omaha. I'm like, dude, it's the first thing on the list. Thanks for reading into it.
Like, no.
Like you do. That all that stuff is there right at the website. Graduation for Mara, what's happening?
The never ending eighth grade graduation.
Yeah.
So I go into the newsroom because I'm taking my sister's coming in town with my nephew. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to take a day off just so I'm not like having to go to bed at 6 o'clock while they're here. And the guys in the newsroom are like, oh, I was like, yeah, it's my daughter's graduation. We've got this, ribbon mass and then a brunch. And then the next week we've got like the clap out and then it'll be the actual graduation. And then there's like a party in the park. And these guys are all childless, like varying ages, but childless men. And they're like, where's she going to college? And I was like, well, I mean, we've got like 4 more years to figure that out. They're like, wait, this isn't high school graduation? They're like, they're doing all this stuff and this is eighth grade?
I don't get it.
It's like, here they are thinking I'm going through all this because it's like, well, obviously, it's a big deal. All these kids are going to college. I'm like, no, they're all going to high school. Like, you literally have to graduate eighth grade. Like, you seriously, it's like required by the state that you finish until you're a certain age that you have to go to school.
I can't even believe the celebrations. Are they wearing cap and gown?
Yes.
I think, oh my God. I when I was telling a sweet Wiley that you that Mara was graduating, and I couldn't believe what was coming out of my mouth because I said graduating. And I'm like, well, but back in when I went to school, it wasn't a graduation. It was just moving on to ninth grade. But everybody's doing it.
Oh, we had a graduation. But also keep in mind, I went to Catholic school. I mean, and I was talking with another friend of mine. They're like, yeah, that's private school stuff. And I was like, well, that's not necessarily true because I know people that go to public school and they also have a graduation. I don't know if they wear the cap and gown. I've never been. But I mean, we're not alone. Like, we're not the only institution making a deal out of it. It's bananas. No. My husband like loses his mind.
Why is Peter going
because
crazy?
Because he's 1950s dad. He's like, why is this even a thing? You have to, this is required. Like, congratulations, you did the bare minimum. Like, he is, because we're having a party and not a crazy party.
Okay.
Like, we're having like family over, a couple friends, like it's pretty low key. But I mean, there are people throwing parties. Like, there's going to be a party at a country club.
This must be for, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. it seems like it's a way of generating more money from you parents.
I don't know who's making the money. I mean, seriously, well, like
buying, if you're buying a gown, is that, are you renting a gown?
No, they or give it to them. It's all part of graduation fees. You pay like $150 in graduation fees. And that's like use of the church, getting the gown, whatever else. I mean, they pack it in. You don't even know you paid for it. Like it's one of those things where it shows up on your, it shows up on the receipt. And you're like, oh that's kidding. Right. Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, by the way, you paid for this. You're like, I did. They're like, oh yeah, no, it was already taken out of your bank account. You no takesie backsies.
I can't even believe that. That mm-hmm. sounds crazy to me. But yeah.
But keep like in mind that they had a kindergarten graduation.
Oh, they had that as well.
Oh yeah. It was in the church. They had caps. Like it was like a whole thing. Like they went up and they graduated from kindergarten. I thought my husband was going to lose his mind. This is a guy, keep in mind, this is a guy who's like one birthday cake's plenty. Like, you know how you'll have that thing where it's like you're going to have, it's the kid's birthday, but then they're going to have like a kid, a friend party.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Uh-huh. And so, you know, I'm like, oh, I gotta get a cake. For the friends party, obviously, right? Like the kids, it's all like at a bounce park or wherever you're hosting it. But then it's the actual birthday at home, just the four of us. And I was like, well, I got to get a cake. And he's like, well, aren't we having cake at the party? And I was like.
Cake at the party.
I was yes. like, well, yeah, we're having cake at the party. But I mean, today is the child's actual birthday. Like they should have a cake. And he's like, how many cakes do birthdays get? Yeah. Like you're a monster. Like yeah.
Oh gosh. I like, can't even
I don't even understand it. Everybody gets like you turn in six. How many cakes do you need?
That's a good point.
I know.
So wow. Yeah, I don't remember ever doing it, but also I'm old as dirt. So this just must be a fairly new thing. I guess, but I can see you graduating. I can see your deal with a private school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that happening because, I mean, you're paying all that money. You should get all the bells
and whistles. A little razzle dazzle, right?
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
something, something.
But not like a regular public school. That's weird.
Yeah,
to
no,
me,
they're having a graduation because my girlfriend, my bestie, Andrea, our daughters are they're twins. They're the same age. And
okay.
her daughter's graduating and she has a graduation. I'll have to ask her if they're wearing a cap and gown. I didn't check. But it is. But this is the thing is that. So Thursday night was the spring concert. And yeah. then the next morning is the ribbon mass. I mean, it's like, how much time off can I take from work? You know what I mean? Like, and then that's a whole day thing. And then the following week is the whole. Graduation day. I mean, and it's like an entire, so it's just, it's interesting from a working parent perspective.
Yeah.
Because there are things where, yeah, like there are things where it's like, okay, I want to be, I mean, like the ribbon mass is like required. It's almost like pre-graduation. I mean, everybody's there. You're dressed up nice. It's like a whole thing. The kids go up in their robes. They bless these ribbons for them to wear on graduation day. They give each one, they call each kid up and which school they're going to. And then they have this moment where they shake hands with the principal. They shake hands with the dean of students. They shake hands with the parish priest. They have a moment on the altar and then they come down one by one. Each
oh my
kid.
God. I can see how that's a day thing, a whole day.
I mean, no, it's like an hour and a half. But then like from there, they're like, now it's the brunch and it's like boozy brunch because it's Catholics. So they're like, open the bar. It's nothing but mimosas and Bloody Marys. You're like, yeah, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday. Why wouldn't I want to get sideways?
I didn't know it was that much of a to do.
Oh, yeah, it is. This year, we didn't go that crazy. I mean, I remember when Declan, and maybe it was because it was our first.
Yeah.
I mean, that day, I probably got home like at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I mean, it was like all the parents boozing all day, like bar hopping, going to different bars. Like all the parents, the kids are running around doing whatever. And the parents are like, I'll have another round, more beers. Really? This one's on me. Oh, yeah. Yes. Like they were so Peter and I were like, with my job, even on my days off, I'm like, I'm tired. You know what I mean? Like I'm just wiped out.
You're going to be even more so. So, wow.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to be doing some day drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, this is the thing. This is how tired you know I was. And you know me. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
I had one mimosa.
You only had, okay. All right.
One.
That's how tired you were.
Yeah. One.
I'll bet you're fun to hang out with.
I know everyone's like, where's the party girl? Where is she at? I was like, she's still in bed. She is asleep. Don't wake her. I'm afraid. I don't know if I can keep up with her today. I mean, and that's the thing is like, you kind of realize in that moment that, do you get like this too with your friends where you realize that you're sort of the party maker?
Yeah.
Like if I had turned it on, like if I had been like, we're doing this, everybody get mimosas. Like, I think it would have gone differently. Like, I think people would have been like, I'm locked and loaded. You're ready. You're ready to steer this ship. And I'd be like, I am. We're getting after it. Like nobody, everybody's ordering pizza for their kids tonight. Like, let's go.
I don't think I do that ever. I kind of just blend in a little bit, but I'm the talker.
Mm-hmm.
I always have to talk. It's funny because whenever I'm like with, we go out, I meet up with some friends, you know, some of the same friends. And then Tommy Frazier is there as well.
Yeah.
And he's always, enough about you. Enough about you.
Oh, really? Like he calls you out on your stuff.
Yes. Apparently I like to talk about myself a whole lot.
Oh, you do? You're your favorite subject.
What?
Oh, yeah. 100%. You just sit back and listen to you. I mean, I could just sit back and listen. You wouldn't even notice. I'd interject every once in a while. You're just holding a monologue about your life.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Am I really like that?
Oh, yeah. You talk about yourself a ton.
I didn't know this.
Really? Own it. That's who you are.
I guess so. I guess I need to own it because I didn't realize that I did that as much. And when Tommy calls me out, he calls me out.
Oh, yeah. He's no nonsense. I mean, yes. And he's not wrong. I'm sure he's like, do you want to know anything about me? You'll have entire conversations with people where you won't learn anything about them.
I'm trying to get better at it. I'm actually, sometimes I'll hear myself talking about me, right?
Yeah.
And what will happen is I'll remind myself in my head, I need to ask them about them. Like, how's work? How's this?
And
how's
then do you listen? You're like, no, you're just thinking, you're like, I got that in. That counts as interest. Can't wait till this gets back to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't wait till it gets back to me for the most part. But yeah, I try to do better with that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But it's difficult. Like, I mean, there's a whole lot of me out there.
There's a whole lot of other people. Aren't you interested in other people? I'm fascinated by other people.
It depends.
Fascinated.
It depends, though. You know, if someone doesn't have the ability to hold a good conversation, insulting everybody.
Exactly. No one's going to want to talk to you ever again. This is right up there with the Christmas cards.
No.
It's almost there. It's almost Christmas card level. Like, don't even bother. Unless you're here to listen about me, I don't want to talk to you.
Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody who doesn't get to the point? They just ramble on. Okay, it's those people.
Not everyone talks for a living.
Yeah, I know. But yeah.
And some people are shy. Some people it takes a lot. It takes a lot out of them to socially engage. Some people are really uncomfortable, talking publicly. I mean, we speak for a living. We people are like, shut up.
Yes, they do.
But other people, think about it. They could go whole days without having a conversation with someone new. We have conversations with new people almost every day.
Yeah, you're right. We do.
I mean, there are other people where it's like, barring, yes, I would like a venti, whatever. I mean, they don't necessarily have interaction. I mean, it's so interesting. There's, I've worked the night shift a couple times at work and the cleaning crew comes through. Like, are you talking to us?
That's sad. That is so sad. People, you need to talk to people more so. I mean, especially people that are cleaning your office, you should have a conversation with that person.
Yeah. I'm always like, how's your night going? They're like, good. Did I do something wrong? You're like, no, just I'm alone in a studio. You came in. You are a human being. I am acknowledging you. Thank you for grabbing everything. Thank you for vacuuming. Thank you.
Like, I'm glad you do that.
Like, this I'm is glad my you job. Do that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I was really glad because somebody left edamame on the rug. So you're really helping me out.
Oh, did you leave edamame? Who had edamame? You had,
I don't know. Somebody in the studio had edamame and it was like on the ground. I was like, gross.
Was it already eaten?
Yeah, it was like the shell.
Oh, that is gross.
You know, like where you pull the edamame out and then they went to go throw it in the trash can and it didn't make it in the trash can and they didn't pick it up off the ground and put it in the trash can. They're just like, I guess it lives there now.
Oh my God. You're right. It does live there.
You're like, I mean, it doesn't have to. You could have picked it up, cleaned up after yourself.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the grossest thing. I mean, even when you watch people eat it, you know, that's just one of the grossest.
Well, you've got like a thing about eating. I imagine watching people eat edamame has got to absolutely send you to the stratosphere of like, you're just like, oh my God.
It doesn't. It really doesn't do that to me. Thank God. It's just the fascination. The way you eat it, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, it's not like you're eating a banana you peel and mm-hmm. the banana peel lays there. I mean, I think edamame is the only food that you eat like that. No, artichokes.
Yeah. Artichokes. You also eat like that. There's something else that you eat like that.
Eggplant. No, you don't eat an eggplant.
Oh, you know, mussels.
Oh yeah. Mussels. I love mussels.
Mussels. You kind of eat like that too. Like, you know what I mean? Like you pull them out of the shell or like even like oysters, like that idea, like you take it and then you put the shell down. I mean, those are things where it's like, there's a delivery system and then you need to like get rid of whatever is left, the shell, the rind, whatever.
Yeah, but that's a different, those are two different things in my opinion.
Okay.
Because it's shells, the edamame and then the, what's the other one? The artichoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're putting in your mouth and pulling all the
gunk off. Yeah.
Out of it.
Yeah.
That does drive me crazy.
That reminds me, I haven't had artichokes in forever.
I don't know if I like them or not. I don't know how to cook them. How do you cook an artichoke?
It's probably been 15 years since I cooked an artichoke. You roast it in the oven. Like I remember there's like butter and breading and stuff like that. And then you like roast it in the oven. So that way it gets soft. And then like you pull off the leaves, like once the leaves kind of are able to come off and then the meat is on the leaves.
Okay. You know what? I have to go to the store. I have people coming over. The boys are coming over.
Oh.
So I'm going to pick up an artichoke and see what that's all about. I don't know if I've ever made one before, but
yeah,
that's what
you like,
have to do.
Squeeze a lemon on there. For some reason, I feel like there's like a lemon or like a citrusy like that, like brightens it or brings something out. Honestly, I remember, I think the last time I made it was maybe 15 years ago. We were having a dinner party and one of the guests was vegetarian. And
okay.
It was springtime. We were grilling. And I was like, you know what? I wonder if like an artichoke would be kind of like a yummy appetizer, that kind of thing. And I made it for that. Trying to think of like interesting vegetarian options for one of our guests. And I remember
artichoke.
That came up. Artichoke.
How about eggplant? I've never eaten an eggplant.
What?
No, I've never ever eaten one. I'm afraid of how to make it. I don't even know how to make it.
No, they're really good. If
you just grill it like a steak?
You can. You can grill it. You can bread it. And eggplant parmesan is like one of my faves. I just had that at an, I went out with a girlfriend and we split eggplant parmesan. She was like, nobody in my family eats it. I was like, no one in my family eats it. So we got it and we shared it.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm, exactly. We're both like, oh my God, your family is disgusted by vegetables too? So is mine. Let's get it and share it. Because I can't eat a whole plate of it, you know, but like once you're like nibbling with somebody else. Ratatouille, that's another one where you use eggplant and it's tomatoes and all that kind
cartoon?
Of stuff.
That's a movie, isn't it?
It's named after a dish, though. Ratatouille is the name of the dish.
I had no idea. That's new. Okay. And what is the character? A mouse?
A rat. Or something?
A rat.
In a kitchen. It's disgusting. Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's what the movie's about, is a rat in a kitchen? I've never seen it. I don't have children.
Yeah, he's a chef. Like, he loves cooking, and he's got a real gift for making cuisine. So he teams up with this human chef who's not so great at it, and he lives up in his hat, and he, like, pulls his hair like a marionette to get him to, like, do certain things and make certain stuff. And when the rat trains the human, all of a sudden the human gets all this attention, like, your food is so great, but it's really the rat.
Okay.
Good stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to have to put that on my list.
It's adorable. It's really cute.
Is it really? Uh-huh. All right. Dateflation's a thing. Have you heard?
What is it?
Oh, my God. People, because of the price of everything up, people are dating less. The average date costs $189.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're spending. That's the average, by the way. If I had to break it all down for, you know, what the millennials and so on and so forth, Gen Z spends about $205
a day. Really?
Millennials, it's a $252 a date. Gen X is $173, and then baby boomers $126. Probably because baby boomers eat less,
drink less.
But yeah, so basically that includes transportation, getting ready, like if you got your hair did, all that stuff, and then the actual cost of a date, which is like dinner tickets and whatever you do on a date.
God, that's right.
Isn't that insane? You don't really think about it. So now people are dating less. They're dating less because they don't want to spend the money. But then the big question comes out as to who pays for the first date. Mm. Who pays for the first date? Nearly 3 in 4 men, it's about 70%, expect to pay for everything on the first date.
Yeah.
Women, 52% expect to split the cost of the date even. And then 38% of women expect the other person to pay for everything. Wow.
I think if someone asks you out, it's on them.
I really, you think so? Mm-hmm. I've always been taught to pay for the thing. I don't split. I don't know why I wouldn't split. I would just cover the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think. But I know what you mean by that. But that also comes from a female because the guy is going to be the one that's asked the female out most of the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember my prom date getting really upset because I paid for dinner.
Oh, you did? Why'd you? Because you didn't want to give up anything?
No, because I asked him.
Oh.
I asked him to prom. I was like, you didn't sign on for this. Like, I invited you and I made these reservations at this seafood restaurant. And he was angry. Angry.
Because you took his man card away.
I didn't realize. Like, I just thought I was being polite. Like, well, of course. Like, I was raised where it's like, if the person who is hosting or asked pays. So I saved up and I was like ready to pay for
the whole thing.
And I did. And
well,
he
that's
was
nice. He's like, well, I'm not a man anymore. Did you hold the door for him?
I took his coat. I got the door for him. I opened the driver's side door so he could get in and drive. And then I walked around and got in the passenger side.
I think that would be awesome. Whatever happened to that guy?
Oh, my God. He was so lovely. He was so nice.
That's good.
What an absolute, I mean, what a saint for putting up with. Oh, my God. I was just I was a nervous wreck. I didn't know what to do. So I paid, and then I told him he didn't need a tuxedo. And then he showed up in a suit, and everyone else had tuxedos. And he's like, why didn't you tell me to get a tuxedo? I was like, why didn't I feel bad? I didn't want you to have to pay extra for.
Oh, God. This guy's like, I am not a man.
It was bad.
Did you give him a corsage? Did you pin it on his chest?
I got him a boutonniere. Did I get him a boutonniere? He got me a corsage.
Okay.
I can't remember if I, oh my God, I know. It's bad. Like, I look back on it now and I'm like, nobody taught me. Nobody, like, I mean, obviously, I think my mom was beside herself. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, you're not the boy.
No, you're not the boy.
Let the boy be a boy do things for you, like pay for dinner and get a tux. Like, you're worth him getting a tux. I was like, I don't think I'm worth him getting a tux. This is like, we're going to be there for like 30 minutes. It's so what an unnecessary, that in my mind, I'm like, what an unnecessary expense.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it was just like practical 16-year-old Molly. Well, I mean, I borrowed a dress. Like, I was like, I'm not buying a dress. I'm wearing this once.
Where'd you borrow a dress? Who'd you borrow a dress from?
Borrowed a dress from my cousin. It was a bridesmaid dress. Oh, it was brown.
That's terrible.
He's like, what color's your dress so I can get you a corsage? I was like, brown.
You are the boy.
He's like, brown. I was like, yeah, like a dark brown. He's like, for spring. Okay. And you're sure I don't need a tuxedo? No.
What year was this? Not year. I mean, was it senior year?
No, it was junior.
Junior. Okay. Did your junior and senior prom, was that all engulfed together?
Yeah. So juniors and seniors were there together. Mm-hmm.
All right. And Declan's in ninth grade. Has he got a underclassman prom that they?
I don't think so. It would take an act of God to get him to go.
Why?
Oh my God. Are you nuts? There was a dance that they went to, and I was like, are you going to ask somebody? And he literally said, and I kid you not, I said, are you going to ask someone to the dance? And he said, why would I ruin a perfectly good time?
Oh, God. Well,
he's like, there's pizza and I get to hang out with my friends. Why would I ruin a perfectly good time? I was like, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, that's pretty rock solid.
Yeah, yeah.
So he is my son.
Why ruin a perfect? Do you think that date of yours shares this story with his friends to this date, maybe?
God, I wonder. I don't know. I'm sure he was like, this girl was a mess. Why did I ever agree to go out with her? Oh my God, what an absolute nightmare that was.
Yeah, you got a free meal though. I mean,
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, and then.
Well, you must have liked him if you asked him out.
I did like him.
Okay.
I was painfully shy though when it came to boys. I wasn't allowed to date until I was 16. This was like the first date I'd ever gone on. And so I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I mean, and talk about like going from like 0 to 60. It's like you've never been on a date before and your first date is prom. Like, I really had no idea what to do.
Oh, I'll bet.
The Olympics of dating. You know, I didn't go through any regionals. I just went right to the podium. And they were like, that is a 2.
Yeah. I missed, I my prom, my senior year, I went by myself on prom.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't have time to ask. I caught pneumonia. And so I was in a hospital for like 8 weeks of my senior year. It was weird because the teachers spread a rumor that one of the teachers, somehow a rumor got spread around that I was in there for drug addiction.
No way. A teacher started that rumor?
I don't know where else it came from. And then the teacher, and he was a good teacher. He was the one that sent me down to the store with a note.
For the condoms?
This guy
should have lost his job like 16 times based on your experience with him alone.
Yeah, and then he turned on me. I mean, before I was like his class pet, and then he just turned on me and I was a drug addict now. I'm like, I had pneumonia. What are you talking about? So yeah, I ended up going by myself and I was so stinking pale.
Oh, I bet.
Because I was indoors for 8 weeks in a hospital. And every night they'd have to flip me on my side and pound on my on my side to get the stuff out of my lungs to loosen it. Because what happened is that fluid built up and it ate a tiny little hole in my lungs. Oh my but God. Every night there was a woman who would show up every night, Molly. She was a nurse. That was her job. Mm-hmm. And read to me. She would sit there and read.
Why?
I thought I was being tortured. I was like, please stop. But I couldn't tell her to stop. So every night for 8 weeks, this monster shows up at night when I'm the sick as ever and want rest. And I just want to be left alone and read out loud to me.
What was she reading? Did she think that you were part of the pediatric wing? She's like, and that. Fork ran away with the spoon. Like, I am 17 years old. I don't want to hear any of this stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's kind of what that went. So who knows? Who knows? All right, we're going to wrap Wednesday. First of all, after party's coming up here tomorrow. But Wednesday, we're going to hit, what do we have here, Molly? We have 10 commandments of group text.
Yes.
Okay, and it's also wedding season, so we'll try to dip into that as well. So thanks for tuning in again, and make sure you like, review, and do all that fun stuff that really helps us out a lot. And go buy some merch at bigpartyshow.com. All right, we'll talk to you on the after party. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my bro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.